Hello.
Hello.
Welcome back.
Hi there.
Here we are once again.
Again. Here we are.
It's fall in the city.
It's not fall yet.
Leaves are falling off of trees.
They're not falling yet.
There's a lot of flannel in the world.
There is some. Okay, well, there's flannel. I'll give you the flannel.
We're both wearing flannel.
Yeah, you're right. This is true. I don't have flannel sheets yet.
Yet being the operative word.
True. I still am sleeping with my window open a crack.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, that sounds refreshing.
It is refreshing.
Well, hello, Blontron. Here we are with another exciting episode of Hot Mess. So much good stuff coming down the line today that I can't even handle it. My head's about to explode.
Well, that's what happens when everything is awesome.
I think so. What are we going to do today?
Well, we have lots of cool music, as per usual. Mm-hmm. You say party, we say die. Really, really cool band has a new album coming out.
From British Columbia.
Yeah, from British Columbia. They're from this area, the area we are from, Vancouver.
Indeed. And they have a new album coming out soonly. I'm not exactly sure on the exact date. I think it's here on their website.
It's September 29th, so that's really soon.
Very soon. And it's called Triple X.
No, it's Quadruple X.
What? I've been living a lie thinking their new album is called Triple X when there's another X?
It's one more X.
That's way beyond two girls, one cup. that's like...
Four girls and...
Seven giraffes.
Sippy cups. I don't even know.
That's like Baby Juice and Nine Giraffes. The movie.com.
/ Oh God, I can't believe we're making this joke.
At any rate, I had a chance.
How much is that in Roman numerals?
That's 40.
You're so good.
Thank you. Oh, and we have special guests in the studio today.
We have two teachers that are just applauding your efforts here right now.
Ladies,
come on over.
Come on over to the mic. I haven't been in school for quite some time, but you were both very impressed with my knowledge of the Roman numeral system.
It's great. It's just great. I can't believe that you of all people.
I know.
That was 40.
Well, thank you very much.
We won't challenge you any further with any further Roman numeral questions.
That's probably a good idea. I only know this because now I'm closer to that Roman numeral than I'd like to be. But let's not.
Can we have a quadruple X birthday party for you when you hit quadruple X?
That's a good idea. If I'm still alive, yes.
And then we'll bring in the quadruple X beer from Australia.
Oh, there is?
4X.
4X beer. See, the Australians, they know how to party.
They do. In case you're wondering who the lovely other voice is on the line, it is none other than my mother.
Hurrah! So let's do a quick interview with Blontron's mom. Blontron's mom.
Yes.
What's it like having a daughter with so much talent knowing that she came from you?
Well, it's the least I would expect. The genes are fine.
Indeed. And as a teacher, what have you, what lessons have you taught Blondtron over the years? What would you say are the top three life lessons that you taught your daughter over the years? The most important.
Always wash your hands after going to the bathroom. And never talk to strangers.
Well, you talk to strangers all the time.
When she was little. And probably the biggest one is the road less traveled is much more difficult, but it's a much more rewarding path.
True story.
Wow, that was kind of like, I just had the sound of a tree falling in the forest with no one around moment there when you said that.
Hey, well, envision this. This is Samantha, age six, wearing her winter coat down to her ankles up in the caribou, coming in, trundling in, not looking very happy. And I'm saying, what's wrong, honey? Mom, this road less traveled's not much fun. Oh my God.
Amen to that one.
Wow. So my mom's over visiting. Thanks, Mom, for not whipping out anything too embarrassing.
Words of wisdom from Blondtron's mom. You know, we love to interview the parents of the Hot Mess crew on this show.
It's true. We all have great parents.
Yeah.
Have your parents been in, Jay?
Yeah, my dad called in and regaled us with a drunken tale about how he was hanging out with a Hell's Angel at that very moment.
Oh.
So
I don't do those kind of things for my daughter. I'll just phone her from Mexico about hot young Mexican lovers instead.
Yeah.
Ooh.
She just doesn't tell me when she just doesn't organize her iPhoto library when I visit, which she should.
This show is already
triple X. I'm leaving it. Before it becomes quadruple.
Well, it's going to become quadruple X, like we said, when You Say Party, We Say Die's album comes out on September the 29th, was it?
Yeah, September 29th. And you caught up with them a little while back, did you not?
A little while back, I caught up with them, and I think we're going to air that interview. Why don't we air it soonly?
Let's air it now.
All right.
All right. Here it is, Jay Brown interviewing You Say Party, We Say Die here on hotmess.org, 101.9 CITR Vancouver.
You say party,
we say die.
Party,
die.
Party,
die.
Et.
Ooh.
Diet.
The press. Lots of stuff going on about You Say Party, We Say Die right now.
Yeah. People can really relate, you know. Some people, they want to party. Some people just wish they would die. And, like, you know, we got to get both sides of the spectrum.
What's changed in the past? I talked to you guys about a year ago, and it was all kind of fresh and new. You guys seem like you're a little more comfortable in your skin now. You know what it's all about. It's all about the rock and roll dream.
Yeah, it's totally all about this. And a little bit of this.
People are really starting to dig the vibe that you guys are putting out there right now. Is it because it is so different with the two female front people in a way? And what do you guys think?
I don't think so much the female thing. Like, there's always been awesome females around. And, like, there's just always, yeah, there's always been women in music. We have a hard time, like, bragging about ourselves, but I think there's definitely, like, we bring a lot of fun and energy to our shows, and people feel that, and, like, we're enjoying ourselves, and people feel like, you know, they want to be a part of that.
You go to a You Say Party, We Say Die show, and you just want to bust a move. I can't even dance, and I do.
That's what we were aiming for, you know?
Every show, like, when I'm on tour for a long time, I'm really tired, and I try to tell myself, Becky, just hold back a little bit tonight. Just don't use all your energy. Just, like, hold back a little bit. And every time on stage, I just can't do that. Like, Devin, just, like, the way he, like, beats his drums, it, like, sends people into, like, some kind of hypnotic trance where, like, they can't help but dance. There's, like, a saying that, you like, like a band's only as good as their drummer. So like I give like Devin a lot of credit.
Where is Devin?
Devin.
Devin?
He's not around.
Oh, you guys have to do what now?
You gotta play a show.
It's a festival. Stuff like that happens all the time. It's crazy. See you later, you say party, we say die. I ran out of breath saying your name just now. I love those guys.
These guys are awesome.
Fantastical.
So this is Laura Palmer's Prom, and it's off their new album, Quadruple X, coming out September 29th. You can also catch them. They have a show coming up on October 2nd at the Biltmore. It's the CD release party. It's going to be huge. The doors are at 11:15, so make sure you check out their MySpace, myspace.com/YouSayParty.
We say die!
We'll be right back.
right.
I actually, my mind was just blown by You Say Party, We Say Die.
Really, really good.
Because their old stuff is good.
Yeah,
I'm not going to take
but
anything.
It's like that raw punk kind of.
It's sort of poppy punk electro. Like, yeah. It's kind of. That was a very, very mature sounding You Say Party, We Say Die who have come into their own right here on Hot Mess.
Yeah, that was like yeah's kind yeah. of like really, really good.
Yeah, but like with their own vibe, obviously.
Yeah, and, with their own vibe, definitely. I'm happily impressed. And they only have 84 plays on MySpace, so make that shit 1,000, yo!
Yo.
Get there's, on it. Go to myspace.com/YouSayPartyWeSayDie and listen to these new tracks because they're really, really good.
There's so many exclamation points in their band name that I feel like after having listened to that song, there's now a bunch of exclamation points on my soul.
Yeah. Right above the heart.
Yeah.
That would be a good tattoo to get right above the heart.
An exclamation point?
Yeah.
It's going to... Watch. You watch now. You said that and it's going to be a fad that takes the nation by storm.
Completely. My next tattoo... is the Apple command button and then the Apple and then the S button right on my hand.
Ah.
And so then I will never lose hours upon hours of my life again. I think it's smart.
You know they're not real buttons.
And then it'll be funny like 10 years from now when you don't need to save. And people will be like, oh, that's hip and retro. That's cool.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah.
You're funny.
That makes sense. You know, we've got a lot more good show coming up here on CITR 101.9 Hot Mess. We have a friend of the show calling in.
We do. Patrick.
Yeah.
Maliha.
Comedian, extraordinaire, renaissance man, some say. But I don't call him that ever.
I just always say, hey, your pants are too tight, guy.
But he is a very, very talented comedian. If you ever... are rummaging through the Georgia Strait or whatever paper you read and you see that there's a comedian performing in Vancouver or no matter where you are in the world, if you see that Patrick Maliha is performing somewhere, you probably should go see him because the guy is hilarious.
And lock up your daughters.
And do that too.
Yeah.
You know from experience.
And don't sit in the front row.
No, sit in the front row. Just don't heckle from the front row.
Every time I've been, there's always somebody fabulous sitting in the front row. Why is the ringer on?
I don't know, but maybe we should answer the phone.
Oh, it's always a risk. Let's see who it is.
It could be Patrick Maliha, but we'll have to see who's calling in right at this very moment on Hot Mess.
Hello, Hot Mess.
Hello?
Hello. Hi, you're live on the air.
Oh, live on the air. Oh, geez. Why? What show is this?
This is Hot Mess. What's cooking?
What's cooking? That's funny. We've got some prosciutto in a cast iron skillet. We're rendering off to put on pizza.
Mmm.
That sounds delicious. You should stop by.
I wish I could. I'm on the wrong side of town. I'm almost in Burnaby. But, geez, I didn't call to be on the air. I just had a random question about your broadcasting. I didn't think I'd be lucky enough to be broadcast across the universe like this.
Well, you are that lucky. Well, what we'll do is we'll put you on hold, and then we'll come back to your personal and private question about prosciutto.
Personal and private is just nerdy.
And the answer is no, you should not put prosciutto there. It's not, it's never a good choice. It's been tried before.
Prosciutto is never a good choice?
No, to put where you're thinking about putting it, I think you should definitely keep it on the pizza, sir, and we'll answer your private question after the break.
Thanks a lot.
In the meantime and in between time, we will await a call from Patrick Maliha. He's going to be calling here around 6:30 to talk about the comedy festival that's taking place in Vancouver right now. So many great names are going to be gracing the stages in and around the city, including one, the legendary Carol Burnett.
That is awesome.
Yeah, which is mind-blowing. So he's gonna call in and give us an overview of that. But Blontron...
Yeah.
Talented DJ that you are.
Yeah.
Hit me with some stuff that I'm going to love.
This is like holding on to the last bit of summer song. And it is awesome.
That makes me sad, but also excited to hear what it is.
Yeah, it's just a Pixies remix. And we're going to play it right here. 101.9 Hot Mess CITR.
Word.
Cool summer jam, hey?
Jam.
It's like driving in your car music.
Who is that? What's going on?
That is the Alez bootleg of the Pixies, The Thing by the Pixies. I like it. I just came across it.
It's a funky little jam, I have to admit. I'm enjoying it myself.
But you, Jay Brown, have been making some music.
You know what? We have a radio show, and rarely, and at least 50% of us are musicians ourselves.
This is true.
Rarely do we play our own stuff.
Right.
Rarely do we play bad music. Yes, this is true too. Rarely do we ever play our own stuff. So why the hell? Why not?
Why not?
We meet all of the CanCon requirements.
We do. Like we're wearing flannel.
Yes.
I don't think you get any more CanCon.
You have a toucan.
I do have a toucan.
Some people call it a beanie. I call it a toque.
Beanies are a cross between a yarmulke and a toque. They are not toques. They are their own hat. They're shorter.
Right.
Yeah. It's very...
So let's not get that confused anymore, society.
Yeah. South of the border. So what song are we going to check out?
I do record music under the name Late Night Automatic. If you ever want to go check out my stuff, you can go to myspace.com.
Great name, by the way.
Late Night Automatic. LATENITE. Automatic. And I don't know. How about the track Ghost Love?
I'm feeling this track. I'm feeling the ghost track, but we're going to have to turn off this page. And then we're going to go right over to Late Night Automatic on MySpace. Here it is, debuting on CITR Hot Mess, Ghost Love.
Fighting for a stab at your heart now, baby. Losing time and losing the fight, but you let them down easy. There's a ghost of a chance if you tell them not to lie. But you're gone in a flash, even waving goodbye. Never ever should have let it slip by, but you couldn't even see me. Me in love. Ghost love, me love, ghost love, me love. Stream falling in a line just to get in, baby. Trying hard not to be too deep, feeling really fucking scares me. And a friend of the theme is the same exact type. There's a tune for the thing smiling just to get by. Never ever should have given them a try, but now I'm in too deep. Yeah.
diggity damn. That was great.
Thank you.
I like that synthy, dirty bass line.
It's
it reminds me of your
nasty
facial hair.
I have after nasty a night on facial the town. Hair. Thank you very much, Belantron. That song's called Ghost Love by Late Night Automatic, which is me. MySpace.com/Late Night Automatic. It's a song about a ghost who falls in love.
Patrick Swayze. It's an ode and tribute to the late, great Patrick Swayze.
I never thought of that, but yes, in its own way it is. We have a very special caller on the line.
We do.
We have... Hello, caller.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good, how are you?
I'm just getting my Thai food right now.
Your Thai food?
Yes, for takeout.
Is that code for Thai massage? Are you getting the coconut cream sauce?
That's right. I have to find out if it's a if it's an actual massage parlor or if it happens to be a rub and tug. But right now, I don't have the proper funds to discover whether it's one or the other.
Provocative. For anyone who doesn't know, we are on the line right now with none other than comedian extraordinaire Patrick Maliha.
Yes. Hello. No, I'm outside of the restaurant, so now I can chitter chatter and talk, and everything can be great.
Fantastic. Patrick, you are as excited as anybody could be in the city right now about the Vancouver Comedy Festival. N'est-ce pas?
Yes, that is correct. What questions do you have? What do you want? What do you need?
First of all, I want to know why you sound like a robot in my headphones right now.
I don't know. I was going to say. Do you want me to call back?
You sound like C-3PO on acid.
I think it's just our college radio phone.
Right. Here, I'll call you back in 1 minute, in 12 seconds.
All right, cool.
Okay. Bye.
That was very strange.
That was very strange.
But you know what? It's technology. It can't be trusted. Lately, I've been watching this TV show on, I think it's Discovery or the Learning Channel,
mm-hmm.
and it's something Life After Humans or something like that, or like Tomorrow There's No Humans, or What's the World Going to Be Like Once We're Gone.
Okay.
That's the premise of it anyway, yeah. Is that...
You didn't name the show, apparently.
No, I didn't name it. I just watch it.
Okay.
Hour long, it's amazing. It's like humanity goes away, right?
Yeah.
We go extinct. And then it breaks down, you know, after a week, after a day, after 3 days, after a week, after a month, after a year, after 5 years, after 50 years, what the world's going to look like when humanity, after humanity has left its mark and all that sort of stuff. I highly recommend it. I can't remember the exact name of it, but search your local listings. Hello, caller.
Hi, is this Hot Mess, please?
Yes. Patrick,
you still sound
kind of like a robot, but we're just going to go with it, man. Quickly regale us with how awesome the comedy festival is, starting with Carol Burnett. Go.
All right. Carol Burnett, absolutely fantastic. Going to be sit down and chat. She's going to chat with the people back and forth in the audience. And, you know, it's funny because this connection is terrible for me as well. So I'll do the whole thing as Arnold Schwarzenegger, the Terminator.
Do it.
That's what I'll do. In the future. Which is only a week away. Everybody on the street's looking at me like I'm a complete lunatic.
That's crazy,
future,
but because it's
only a week away, you can witness Carol Burnett. It'll be wonderful. It's going to be the greatest show ever. You can go to comedyfest.com, get tickets. Any questions you ever want to ask her, you can ask.
You actually sound like the real Terminator because of the robot aspect of your voice right now.
Don't stop.
It's like an a white electronic ball of light just penetrated our studio, and you showed up on the floor in a crouched position, naked.
Fully naked, because in the future, Terminators are all perverts.
That sounds like clothes. A future I want to be in.
For you, that's not a future. That's more of a present.
Yeah, this is true.
A present that was delivered by somebody who was creepy.
All right, Patrick Maliha, where are you going to be playing during the comedy festival so everybody can go and see your show? As you said it, tens of people will come see your show after calling into our show.
Showing up to my show.
Which is basically an insult to Hot Mess, because you're assuming that only tens of people listen.
Are you kidding me? Without Hot Mess, it's an empty room. It's just two people I owe money to.
Oh, God. Oh, stop. You're too good to us.
I'm going to be at Yuck Yucks on Tuesday. I'll be doing part of the series called Headliners and Hot Shots. I don't know which one I am, but I'll be one of those.
Sweet.
Yep.
And then Wednesday, I'll be emceeing both shows of the XM Satellite Radio taping for the comedy show. It's XM Satellite Comedy. And it's going to be fantastic. Special guest Andy Dick will be dropping by.
What? Oh, great. Isn't that guy crazier than Seven Bags of Sunday?
Yes. So
you don't get crazier than Gary Busey. He's close, though.
That's it. He's the only guy that Gary Busey goes, "What is that guy's problem?"
All right, Patrick.
He's nuts.
So the show's going to be great, though. Obviously, you already know the outcome of the whole comedy festival because you're calling us from the future.
Well, that's right.
At least that's what it sounds like.
I completely forgot. Sorry. Right. I had to check my tie food, dude. I couldn't remember in the past if they gave me the proper tie or not.
All right. And for more information on Patrick Maliha, where can we go and check out all your good stuff?
You can go to Facebook. That's the best way. I'm the only Patrick Maliha in the world, and it's Amazon Mother, A-L-I-H-A. I feel I have to say Amazon Mother and let people know exactly how to spell my name because I've got the robot sound.
Right.
And guess what?
What?
For people who listen to Hot Mess, I've got a special deal. How does this sound?
Say it.
This is a special deal that's only available for the people who listen to the beautiful Jay Brown and the refreshingly effervescent Blondtron.
I like that.
If you go to my Facebook page,
yep,
and post why you think you should win a pair of tickets to the Global Comedy Fest Best of the Fest Gala.
Yeah,
that's happening at the Center. That's on Friday. It's hosted by Tom Arnold, and it's got Natasha Leggero on, who's been on the Tonight Show, Paul F. Tompkins, John Doerr, Tim Riker is the opening act for Michael Bublé. He's a stand-up comic, so don't worry about that.
So many names.
Andy Dick once again.
Yep.
So if you want a pair of tickets, free pair of tickets, just go to Patrick Maliha's Facebook page and post why you think you should
go to Patrick Maliha's Facebook page. One quick question. We're going to let you go because I'm sure that everybody has stopped listening because of the robot voice. But
no,
just quickly.
Are tuning in.
Yeah, no, they can't believe.
They're like a robot talking.
How did they get a guy to call in from the future? We want to know quickly exactly what year you are, in fact, calling from and if I'm actually still alive.
I'm calling from the year 2011. Jay, I have horrible news.
Don't tell me. Let's just nature take its course.
The horrible news is that you came out as a homosexual, but everybody knew. Your body was very lame.
Well, that's not horrible news. That's just premature information now. All right, man. Thanks a lot for calling in and letting us know about the comedy festival. We love you, Patrick Maliha.
And remember, to get more information on all the Patrick Malihas in your area, you can go to blueboymagazine.com or just Google Falky Jesus.
All right. Sounds good. Talk to you later, buddy.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Wow. You know, I think that's a first for Hot Mess and maybe a first for any radio station
in the known world.
It sounded like
aliens were playing ping pong in the
in his
phone.
Voice box.
Yeah.
We actually just had a call from the future.
Yeah, I think that might be a first. I'm going to write that down in the college radio guest book.
I'm going to put it in my bucket list. Things that I've checked. I had accept a call from the future.
Yeah.
It was on my bucket. Check.
Check.
It's happened.
It's yeah. That's you've made it a reality.
All right. Blondtron, you're also an artist.
Oh, yes.
Before we talked to Patrick Maliha from the future with his robot voice,
we
listened to one of my tracks.
We're just pumping each other's tires because there's no advent here to moderate our tire pumping. So.
And you know what? We're being relatively respectable. Even
Definitely.
Though we don't have Ed here to
keeping it under 80 PSI.
Exactly.
Like it.
Blondtron is a very talented DJ. Blondtron just did an amazing, would you call it a cover? Would
yeah,
you call
it's
it a
like
remix?
A coverix.
It's a coverix of Wolf Like Me by
TV on the Radio, one of my favorite bands of all time.
TV on the Radio, if you've never seen them live, are
amazing.
Yeah,
I did that with Parlanch, who's one of our favorite DJs we've had on here. It's actually his birthday party tonight. I want to mention that. And I want everybody to check out his music and remixes that he's been working on. We're actually just about to start on another remix in the studio this week. But go to myspace.com/ParlanchSound. And if you're like me and it took you a week of being like, hi, Parlanch. not knowing how to say his name. It's, you know,
it's
those.
Parlange.
P-A-R-L-A-N-G-E.
Yes.
Sound. And so that's his URL at MySpace. And yeah, so we did this cover, Rick's. And tonight we're going to be playing in the back room at Pop Opera with Nina Mendoza. And myself and Parlange are going to be dropping some awesome beats.
Crazy mix. Crazy.
Making it sweaty in there. So yeah, let's. Do you want
to
hear it?
I would love to hear this thing. Let's, and so would the rest of humanity here on Hot Mess CITR 101.9 FM radio. Man, that is awesome.
Thank you.
Like, I don't really dance, but I was just shaking my buttocks around the room like
just
I knew what I was doing.
Swiveling on that chair, swiveling.
Shaking my tail feather. If you want to hear more Blanchon music, you can obviously go to her MySpace site, which is what, Blanchon?
It's myspace.com/Blanchon. I happen to be, and I'm kind of constantly surprised by this.
Yes.
The only Blanchon.
Yeah.
But I think because I, you know how they say in the woods, if you run into a cougar, you're supposed to make yourself look really, really big.
Right.
I think I just did that to the internet.
Yes.
And then other people who were like, hey, they were like stoned and they're like, Blanchon, that's a great name. And then they went to the internet and they're all like, this chick has Blanchon covered.
She's got it sewn up.
Sewn up.
They were so blown away with your Blanchon-ness that even if they thought they could possibly be Blanchon, they couldn't.
They couldn't.
They couldn't even be platinum even blonde, most people.
Yeah. Oh, speaking of blonde. Let's
nice segue.
Okay.
I feel a classic Blanchon rant coming.
I know.
On.
Okay, so I'm thinking I'm going to start with my gripe and then I'm going to do some hype and it'll be my new thing. It'll be like gripe hype.
Oh, what a, is this a new? Did you just invent a new segment on the spot?
I invented a new segment because I know that griping is, you know, it can be tiring. I just want to say if there's any hairdressers out there,
yeah,
maybe you can enlighten me. Do you take a course on how to be a pompous ass and wear sparkly diesel jeans?
Uh-oh.
Because
you go, girl.
Here's the thing. You are not saving lives. You, yeah, you're not remortgaging my home. You didn't get rid of my debt. You haven't done anything for me lately that merits the kind of attitude you have.
And sometimes you mess up
my hair.
The only thing that you're supposed to do, right?
Yeah,
so
exactly.
What, you had a recent bad experience?
I just have had lots of bad experiences with hairdressers, and now I get severe anxiety when I'm Blanchon, so it's like it's not like I can be root-tron. Not that it's not natural, because it is. But no, but I mean, I do get my hair done frequently, and it's, I mean, you get your hair done too, not colored, but I mean, it is looking coiffed.
Thank you.
It's
this is
quite nice.
I'm going after a sort of Mad Men kind of thing going
I'm
on.
I'm really
here.
Liking it. I'm liking it. You have a barber though, and I think barbers are a lot more legitimate. Hairdressers have become too built up in our society.
Maybe. So much so, I kind of agree with you, so much so to the point where they're not even called hairdressers anymore. They're now called stylists.
Yeah.
I'm going to stylist your hair. Stylize it with product.
And I don't understand. It's like, I have to say this. I'm not coming from this in a way that it's like, all hairdressers, you all suck. It's like DJs have the same thing. A lot of DJs have become sort of like falsely pompous because they've learned how to beat match, and even though a computer is doing it for them.
Right.
And so it's like there's like this legitimacy there that maybe isn't deserved.
Yeah.
And I just want to say,
just because you watched Edward Scissorhands doesn't mean you are Edward Scissorhands.
Exactly. I just want to say, chill out. Chill out. I'm paying you, and shut up. I don't want to be your friend. You're doing my hair.
Powerful. Powerful statement.
That's all.
Yes.
That's it.
That's the gripe. The hype?
The hype is, I just have to think of something.
I will say this. I've had some really good experiences with people. There are some talented people who are very cool, who do a good job cutting hair. They know what the hell they're doing. But I understand what you're saying. There's that many people in the city who are just kind of clueless.
Yeah, I think it's like this pack mentality.
It's an oversaturated market, maybe.
Yeah, and I think that a lot of times, like, I mean, lots of gay people in my life, love them dearly, and they all act and like wonderful people, as like, they should, because they are wonderful people. Coming out of the closet doesn't give you a ticket to be a bitch.
I'll take notes on this because apparently.
So
okay, according to Patrick Malia earlier, I will be coming out of the closet in 2011.
I cannot wait. You good luck with
stay,
that.
Stay tuned.
Yeah, stay tuned. All the guys are just frothing at the mouth right now. no, but you know what
That's
I'm talking
about. Because they have rabies.
No comment. Okay, so the hype. The hype is I went to the VQA new wines sort of introduction at the Weston Bay Shore downtown Vancouver yesterday.
And yes.
Over 500 wines tastings. I tasted them. They were delicious. Wine is great.
Yes.
I really like wine, and it's awesome. And dessert wine is not just for hairdressers anymore. I'm just kidding. I had some really fabulous...
Or dessert.
I had some really, really, really great, really, really great wines. And one that I want you all to check out is from Twisted Tree. It's a new winery, only about 4 years old, and it's called the Trio. And it is... fabulous.
It's like three wines in one.
It is. It's three. I don't remember what three varietals are in it, but I don't know a ton about wine, but and often, you know, you just drink it and you're like, that's delicious, and then you forget that you even liked it.
Right.
But there were some really fabulous wines, so check it out. Look it up. It's Trio by Twisted Tree, and I just wanted to really hype that up because I enjoyed it.
At a wine tasting, you know that you're not supposed to swallow everything.
Yeah, right? I was wondering what those buckets were for.
They're spittoons. They're for your chew.
I feel awkward spitting in front of people. I think it's rude. I was raised better than that, as you heard earlier in the show by Cheryl.
Your mom.
My mom.
We interviewed Blondron's mom about an hour ago.
Yeah.
And we've got so much more good show. Well, you know what? I like your new segment.
Hype and gripe. Yeah.
And I think you should do it more often.
I think I might. I might polish it up a bit.
If you have a comment about Blondron's gripe or hype, or just want to make a general comment about hairdressers or wine,
yeah.
Feel free to call us at 604-822-2487. We are Hot Mess. We are on CITR 101.9 FM radio. And sometimes we got to pay the bills.
Paying the bills.
Got to pay the bills. Got to pay the telephone bills. And then maybe we can chill.
The Summer Music Festival train isn't over just yet. Get to the Rifflandia Music Festival from September 24th to 27th.
Just a puddle hop away in Victoria, BC, you can check out Canadian artists such as Tegan and Sarah, Holy Fuck, Final Fantasy, Pink Mountaintops, The Most Serene Republic, Beja Bulat, international acts such as Beach House and Horse from Australia, along with DJ sets by Chaos as well as Brandon Cannon of Broken Social Scene.
At multiple venues in downtown Victoria, the festival will also host the delegates and showcase artists of the fourth edition of Transmission, www.transmitnow.com. Tickets and more information are available at www.rifflandia.com. September 24th to 27th, Rifflandia Music Fest. Don't miss it.
The CRTC is asking the public for comments as part of a nationwide review of campus and community radio. That review includes this station. We're asking that you let the CRTC know what local, nonprofit, volunteer-driven radio means to you and your community. Maybe you're a fan of community radio. Maybe you've donated. Or maybe you're a volunteer. Then please write to the CRTC and make sure you tell them you support the idea of stable funding for the sector. To submit your comments, visit the website crtc.notlong.com and look for review number 418, the review of campus and community radio. The last day for comments is Friday, October 16th.
I like spending time with hot people. That's why I listen to Hot Mess. It's the best place to listen to exciting locals. Listen every Friday from 6 to 7:30 free. You don't have to go out to have a good time. Just turn on your radio, pick up your phone, and call Hot Mess at 604-822-CITR. Don't spend your Friday nights alone. Dial your radio to 101.9 CITR Vancouver or hook up online to citr.ca. Hot Mess is always available 24/7 at hotmess.org. Remember, it's always hot and it's always free.
I'm Hotmess is not condoning the mutilation of kittens' genitalia or kitten genitalia. Nor do we accept responsibility if a leprechaun chops up your foot and tries to sell it on eBay, or if he and or she tries to make love to it.
Can I just say that I think Live Links or one of these, like, listen to that music. Like, this is our, this is a commercial we made for our show on this radio station. And I really think that, like, Live Links or someone should, like,
pick it up.
Pick it and give us money.
They should, I should do a Live Links commercial.
Yeah.
Maybe not.
Do your best Live Links girl voice right now, live on the air.
Coming up right now, we actually have a really awesome mix. It's one of my favorites. When I'm staying at home, dancing around, waiting to go out, waiting for my girlfriends to come over to drink some sweet berry wine, I like to listen to my Super Friends mix by DJ Ayres and Nick Catchdubs. How's that?
Kudos!
So yeah, we are. This is my actually my favorite song. For it doesn't sound as great now, but it is. It's fun to dance to, and we're gonna listen to it here on Hot Mess. I just want to say too, Halloween is coming up, and I'm only saying this because you know, you need time to come up with a good costume.
I agree.
I'm headlining the Monster Mash party at the Waldorf, which is a really sweet old hotel.
Oh yeah, I mean there's a, it's like a, there's a,
there's like
70s style tiki lounge in the basement
that's
that is
I'm
just
playing.
Beyond anything that you've seen anywhere in tiki form in Vancouver before. So that is that was a run-on sentence. I'm just going to let you go from here.
So, yeah, if you want any tickets, we're probably going to be doing some ticket giveaways, but all the information is up on my MySpace, myspace.com/Blantron. You can get tickets on Club Zone, just the Monster Mash at the Waldorf, or, on Facebook. Add me on Facebook, since a lot of people don't have MySpace. It's just facebook.com/Blantron.
Holler.
Holler. So here it is. It's the DJ Ayres and Nick Catchdubs Super Friends mix. Mixing you out here on this fine Friday.
And we'll see you next time on Hot Mess. Bye.
Bye.
The official adventures of Super Friends. Super Friends. We'll be right back.
welcome, you never seem to change your grade, to tempt your leisure, romantic gesture straight. My eagle flies tomorrow, it's a game I treasure dear, to seek the helpless future.
thought about volunteering with Big Sisters? Maybe now is the time. Big Sisters of BC Lower Mainland provides girls aged 7 to 17 with a champion, a mentor who's there to simply be their friend and cheer them on. Become a study buddy tutor and spend 1 hour a week helping your little sister learn to love school. Or become a big sister and spend 3 fun hours a week just hanging out with your little sister. If you're age 19 or older, please visit bigsisters.bc.ca to find out more. Maybe now is the time.
Foxy, lady. You know you're a cute little heartbreaker. Come on and get you.
Every darling Carrie Brown I cried. If I can't marry Carrie Brown, believe I'd rather die.
You have wandered into the folk oasis. Welcome to it.
Stop the world and let me on.
You are indeed listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
I've been trying to keep my mouth shut, baby. I've been trying to change my dark ways, maybe.
Yes, 8 to 10 p.m. every Wednesday night. It's me, Val, hosting 2 hours of eclectic roots music. Oasis.
On September 18th and 19th, this year's 9th annual New Forms Festival brings together artists from a variety of creative sectors, including electronic music, visual arts, and technology-based installations. Top DJs from around the globe will perform alongside innovative visuals and installations. Additionally, a partnership with the new W2 Community Media Arts Center allows attendees to attend a full-day DJ workshop to learn some of the skills that will be displayed during the festival. Information can be found on www.newformsfestival.com or follow New Forms Fest on Twitter for regular updates.
The AMS Speakeasy provides information, peer counseling, and crisis support to the UBC community. Speakeasy volunteers are carefully chosen and trained to assist students in dealing with a wide range of issues, including relationship breakups, substance abuse, sexuality, and exam stress. To access our service for information or counseling, drop in to visit our desk on the north side of the sub-concourse. All drop-ins and call-ins are strictly confidential. We also have an online email referral service. If we can't help you, we can refer you to someone who can.